We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. I've read the 15th and the 16th and 17th verses of the 51st Psalm. Now I want you to notice here where he says, "For thou desirest not sacrifice." Now, don't take that scripture out of its setting. That's a great mistake we make sometimes. We take a passage of scripture out of its setting. For instance, a man said to me one time, he said, "You know, the dead do not know anything." I said, "How do you know that?" "Well," he said, "we read that in the book of Ecclesiastes. The dead know not anything." "Well," I said, "now wait a minute, you're taking that out of its setting. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes is a book, by the obvious, a man under the sun. The book of Ecclesiastes is a man sitting down and reasoning about things. And that's the conclusion he reaches from reasoning. He just says the dead know not anything. He looks at a coffin and there's a silent person in there, and he says the dead does not know anything. But the Bible teaches the dead does know something. You read about the rich man in hell, he knew something. Lazarus in heaven knew something. Abraham in heaven knew something. You know, the Bible is a very interesting book in this particular. It's an inspired book. Everything in the Bible is under the direction of the Spirit of God. For instance, it's a book that's made up of what God said, and what man said, and what the devil said. Now, what God said is always true. What man said may be true or may not be true. Paul said it one time, "I speak as a man." He didn't say that you can accept this as revelation. He said, "This is my opinion." Now, the devil is a liar. He's a father of lies. You can usually figure him out a liar when he tells you something. See? All right. But what God said, what man said, what the devil said, all these things are accurately recorded in the Bible. There are no errors in the Bible. There are no contradictions in the Bible. It's an absolutely harmonious book, and every person that knows it believes it. I never knew anybody that knows the Bible but what he believes the Bible. It's the folks that don't know it that don't believe it. It's some smart aleck fellow that's read a lot of books and doesn't really know the Bible. Now then, let's not take a passage of scripture out of his meaning. When Paul said, "I speak as a man," don't say Paul said that is God. When the devil says something, don't say God said it. You can say God says that the devil said, and you'll be correct. You can say God said, Paul said, and that's correct. But whenever God says something, you always know God's saying it because he tells you. And when man says it, you know man said it because God tells you. When the devil says it, you know the devil said it because God says the devil said it. So the Bible's God's book, inspired, God-breathed, a perfectly correct, inspired record. Let's remember that. Now, God Almighty does have sacrifice in his plan of redemption. For instance, all through the Old Testament, you read of sacrifices. The blood of bulls and goats and ashes and heifer. Now, all of that doesn't take away sin, see. It was a carryover. It was a covering until Jesus Christ came at the cross and died and shed his blood on Calvary's cross, where he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. But, you know, God doesn't want sacrifice when something else will do, see. You know, God doesn't believe in substitutes. God doesn't operate his business that way. You know, it's got to be genuine with God. Now, the psalmist says here, you don't want a sacrifice, not now. What you want me to do is do what I ought to do under these circumstances. I ought to, what? Open my mouth and praise God. I ought to get right with God. I ought to have a broken and contrite heart. I ought to be penitent. I've been asking you to restore to me the joy of salvation. I've been off pitch. I'm not doing what I ought to do. And I've said, if you do that for me, I'd do so-and-so. Now listen, prayer runs all through the Bible. We should pray without ceasing. This means we should always have an attitude of prayer. But prayer is no substitute for something else. There are other things that in the Bible too. We're to watch as well as pray. Prayer is no substitute for watching. Watching is no substitute for prayer. Now here under these circumstances, with the psalmist, as he writes his here, he says, I'd offer sacrifice if you want that. You know, it's much easier sometimes to offer a sacrifice than it is to offer yourself, you see. You know, it's much easier to bring a little lamb and put the lamb on the altar than it is to put yourself on the altar. That's much harder to bring yourself into the Lamb. Hardest thing you ever tried to do is to put yourself on the altar. It's not easy to crucify yourself. It's not easy to turn yourself over to God. You know, man just somehow or other holds back about that thing. You know, some people don't want to give you any money. You know, you try and get money from people. Like an old fellow they told me about years ago, told his boys, he said, "Now, boys, whenever they come around taking a collection of anything in the community, always subscribe to it. Make a subscription. Tell them you'll give so much." And said, "When time comes to pay, you fall out with a method. Get out of paying, see? That's like some folks. But, you know, I don't care how stingy you are. It's much easier to give a little money and just give yourself. That's not near as hard to write a check if you have money in the bank as it is to just say, 'Here I am, Lord. I give you a deed to my life. I turn the thing over to you,' see? Now, giving money is no substitute for giving yourself. And giving yourself to God is no substitute for giving God money. If you give yourself to God, you won't have much difficulty giving your money. When you give yourself completely to God, put yourself on the altar fully and completely, you solve the problems of your money and every other thing. But now remember, the psalmist doesn't discredit sacrifice. All in the Old Testament, all through it, we read of sacrifice, 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 over and over and over under divine direction. Then we come to the New Testament. All these Old Testament sacrifices point to the sacrifice of the New Testament, where the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb, slain the foundation of the world, came down from heaven's noonday to the midnight of this old earth, hung on Calvary's cross, poured out his life for us. Now that sacrifice, that's God's Lamb that God himself gave as a sacrifice for you and me. So don't get the idea that God Almighty doesn't want sacrifices. Now he doesn't delight in that. He doesn't delight in that. He'd rather have something else. You know, it's much better, men and women, it's much better not to sin than it is to sin and repent, you see? In other words, if there'd been no sin, there'd have been no sacrifice. If man had never done wrong, there wouldn't have been any blood shed. You know, people say, "I don't believe in the bloody gospel. Oh, they make me so tired." I remember before World War I, when these modernists from America went over to Germany to get their theology, and came back in this country and said, "We don't want any more bloody gospel. We don't believe in that kind of thing, you know. We're not for it. Not interested in the bloody gospel," they said, you know. We've outgrown that. That belonged back to the Dark Ages. And right while they were saying it, we were getting ready, the world was to shed more blood than ever been shed on battlefields. And right now, while we thought we were so smart and these modernists led us along, and oh, God pity us when they lead us, led us along to a place where we've outgrown all the old gospel and the old fundamentals of the faith and all that. And they led us along that road, and we've had the bloodiest wars the world's ever known. There's been more bloodshed in this country and in the world, actual bloodshed, in 50 years than has ever been shed probably in any period of the world's history. Actual death and blood and tragedy and suffering and sorrow. With all modern healing science and all medical alleviation of suffering, still it's blood and blood and blood. Now, the Bible's a book of sacrifice, and up in heaven, out of all the kindreds and people and tongue and tribe and nations, they sing about blood. So don't let these fellows in this country, get out of your mind that sacrifice isn't necessary. Now, it is necessary, but that's not what God wanted the psalmist here under these circumstances. You know, God never asks for the supernatural to operate if the natural will do it. You can't sit down at the table and where there's plenty of food, biscuit and butter and syrup and all that kind of situation. You can't sit down there at the table and say, "Now, Lord, I'm sitting here. Now, you just bring me a biscuit and feed me and pour me out some molasses here." And God Almighty wouldn't operate that way. He gave you a hand, and there's a biscuit. And, you know, prayer is no substitute for eating a biscuit. Did you ever stop thinking about it? You know, if what you need's a biscuit, eat it. You know, I remember Amanda Smith, this famous colored evangelist, one of the greatest geniuses this country ever produced. I never met her. But I used to hear so many wonderful stories about it. God miraculously saved her. And she visited into the courts of Europe. I think she reared up in Baltimore, if I remember correctly. And Amanda Smith believed in prayer, and she believed in God would heal the sick. And she had trouble with hearing. So she asked people to pray, and she prayed, but hearing didn't get any better. And so one day, she went to see a physician, eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist. Desire noticed those precious two little whacks out of her head. And said to her, said, "Now, Amanda, you all right?" She said, "Well, I'm here all right now." And Amanda Smith, with a good practical sense, said, "You know, the trouble with me is I want the Lord to wash my hairs for me." That's just like some folks, you know. They want God to wait on them and all that kind of thing. Now, don't misunderstand the psalmist as he writes here. Now, he's asked God to restore the joy of salvation. He said, "Then I'll teach transgressors thy way, and sinners will be converted." And then he comes on down here and said, ask God to deliver him from blood guiltiness. See? Then he comes down this way and said, "O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." Now, let me begin to praise God, see? If joy has been restored, I'm right with God. You know, it's all right to rejoice in the Lord if you don't give all your time rejoicing. It's all right to say amen if you do something else, too. But you know, this thing is just saying amen, and that's all you do, you know. I've known some fellows, when you pass the collection plate, they'd stop saying amen. All you do is to break it up. Some fellow told me about a way a church was shouting. They were all shouting. And he said, "I can fix it." He said, "Brethren, let's stop and take an offering." He said, "There wasn't another shout." See, you know how this thing goes? Now, when it's all right to say praise God, he'd ask for the joy of salvation to be restored. You ought to get busy now. And he'd teach transgressors thy way. And then he'd see sinners converted. And then he turned around and he said, "Lord, open my lips, see? Let me praise you, see?" Now, praise is in order now, you see? That's on the program now, see? You know, when you have something on the program, don't take that off and put something else there unless it belongs in the place, see? So he comes down here and said, "Now, sacrifice of God, a broken spirit." He'd been broken. He'd asked for the joy of salvation to be restored. And a contrite heart, he said, "O God, thou'll not despise that." But don't let anybody fool you about sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. If Jesus Christ hadn't died, there'd been no hope for you and me, no salvation for us. But let's open our mouths if we are under that blood. And let's praise him and thank him and glorify his name and magnify him. And let's go out and try to win somebody to Christ. Let's tell transgressors there's a way for them. Tell them about the blood. You know, we ought to go out and rescue the perishing, care for the dying. We ought to spend our time. You know, some people just spend their time enjoying their religion, see? Well, you ought to enjoy your religion, but don't have a false enjoyment. How can you be happy if you're not doing what you ought to do? Not living like a Christian ought to live. Not doing your duty. Now, God help you to be faithful and true to him. And may we understand God's words as we go along. And let us say today, "O Lord, open thy lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." Now, let's begin today to praise God. What have you got to be thankful for? Can you think of something? Say thank God in your heart. Start your day that way with a note of praise and victory. And let's magnify his name. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray you help us to so live today. The exaltation of Christ, we thank thee for thy blood, the blood of thy Son shed on Calvary's cross that washes away our sins. We thank thee we are under that blood. We exalt thee and magnify thee and praise thee for the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made for us at Calvary. Keep us ever true to him. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.